Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. I hope you can be able to hear me and test it. This is our lesson 368 from our chapter 75 entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas, part 5, on this Sabbath, October 29, 2022. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with our Tiny Tot theme song, Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. In the cross, on the cross you died for me, I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If anyone of the little tiny thoughts would like to open your section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for this. You took my mommy. You took my Sabbath day. You took the Sabbath out of God's word. This is the word, so it looks good to do everything. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And we pray that you may be feeling much better, Emma and Haley, by God's grace. So it's story time, little ones. So let's have our precious ears open as our dear brother will continue on our chapter 9, early ministry, part 5 of our story times.
All right. Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 2, and Luke, chapter 4. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested or showed forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. And in Luke 4, it says, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. Now, they left a couple of verses out there because Jesus read to them a prophecy that foretold what he was doing on this earth. And when he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears, they, wait a minute. This carpenter says he's the Christ. Let's throw him over the hill. And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of a hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Just throw him over the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went his way and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. Next slide, please. chapter 9, early ministry, part 5. Then they remembered how Jesus had lived among them as a carpenter. Often they had seen him working in the shop with Joseph. Though in his whole life there had been only deeds of love and mercy, they would not believe that he was the Messiah. By such thoughts as these, they opened the way for Satan to control their minds. Then they were filled with wrath against the Savior and cried out against him and determined to take his life. They hurried him away, meaning to throw him over the steep hill, a side of the hill on which their city was built. But holy angels were near to protect him. You see, it wasn't his time to die. He passed safely through the crowd and was not to be found. Next slide. The next time he came to Nazareth, the people were no more ready to receive him, period. He went away, never to return. That's sad. Christ worked for those who wanted his help, and all through the country, the people flocked about him as he healed and taught them. There was great rejoicing. Heaven seemed to come down to the earth, and they feasted upon the grace of a merciful Savior. That was taken from Story of Jesus, pages 56 and 57.
Amen. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the part 1 of our lesson entitled Early Ministry, part 5 in our Tiny Talk lesson book. And that will take place November 5th, 2022. As we continue, it is time for our Tiny Talks and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. And this is a part 22 of our water topic. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share it with us.
So blessings, everyone. And here's today's water lesson as in concern how water makes both Christian nature, electricity, and water. About 20% of the world's electrical power is made through the use of water. Hydroelectric power plants are less expensive to operate than other types of plants, and they do not pollute the air. Because of the limit of water in some areas and countries, hydroelectric power plants cannot be used. So next time you turn on your electricity, think of how the water had a part in bringing it to you. It is like another miracle each time we can turn on a light, run the vacuum or saw, or wash our clothes. It can remind us of Christ's first miracle at the wedding feast, how he wants to perform a miracle in your life, helping you to overcome everything. He will give you the power. There's no less of a miracle than he performed at Cana, that Jesus sends rainwater for the grapevine and changes it into delicious juice. He's continually performed miracles to supply our needs. Try to realize this when you open a bottle, like a store jar of juice. He created that juice especially for you. Thus, every meal is truly a sacrament. And here's a remarkable parent. Here's some remarkable parent food. Something to remember while reading this. This experience is the highest evidence of the divine authorship of the Bible. We receive God's word as food for the soul through the same evidence by which we receive bread as food for the body. Bread supplies the need of our nature. We know by experience that produces blood and bone and brain. Apply the same test of the Bible, when its principles have actually become the elements of character. What has been the result? What changes have been made in the life? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. In its power, men and women have broken the chains of simple habit. They have renounced selfishness. The profane have become reverent. The drunken sober, the profligate pure. Souls that have born the likeness of Satan have been transformed to the image of God. This change is itself the miracle of miracles. A change wrought by the Word is one of the deepest mysteries of the Word. We cannot understand it. We can only believe, as declared by the Scriptures, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Education pages 171 to 172. And here's some Bible verses to remember the word or to respect others. Psalms 119, 15, 16, 117, 118. I will meditate in thy precepts and I respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Hold thou me up and I shall be saved, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast drawn down all of them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. And here's the reminders. There's things you do to remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, lay your choice in mind of your lesson. Two, as you turn the blender on, think of the miraculous power God has. He helps you to be respectful to those around you. And here's the reinforcements or activities he used to do while you. Oh, you remember the list. One, observe water. Two, visit a hydroelectric power plant if possible. If you cannot, find pictures of one. And three, look for electrical wires along the road. I'll turn it back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And remember, little ones. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me. So, welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song for our theme is a hymn entitled Near the Cross, found also in number 312. If anyone of the dear family would like to join, you can open your mic to do so. Jesus, keep me near the cross, a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my righteous soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, the Lamb of God brings its scene before me. Help me walk from day
today with its shadows on me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever.
Do you think?
Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Hello.
Near the cross I'll watch and wait, open, trusting ever. Till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everybody. Thank you, God, for this offer this morning. And please protect the word that we're about to learn. And please protect everybody that's not here and make it better. If you protect anybody that's here, and please protect people that's not here. If you protect the people, if they have to go to the doctor and they come right back. And you just send me for an amen.
Amen. Name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 7 from the King James Version, and it reads, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will be continuing with part 5 of our lesson entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Isaiah 53 verses 9, King James Version. And he made his grave with the it okay, and he made and with the rich in his death, because he had done no
violence.
Neither was any
deceit
in his mouth.
Good job, Gabby. Come, Emma. Isaiah. Chapter 53. Verse 10. King James Version.
Yet it pleased
the Lord
to bruise him
He had
put him
to grief
when thou
shall make
his soul
an offering
for sin.
He shall see
his seed.
He shall prolong
his days,
and the pleasure
of the Lord
shall prosper
in his hand.
Good job. Thank you.
Matthew 10:32, King James Version. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven.
Matthew 26:63. But
Jesus
held his peace. And the high priest
in the house, please.
And the high
please.
And the high
and the high
priest
answered
and said
unto him
I
adjure
thee
by the
living God
that thou
tell us
whether
thou be
the Christ
the Son of God. Chrissy?
Yeah?
Your turn.
Matthew
chapter 26:64.
Jesus saith
unto him
thou hast said
nevertheless
I say
unto you
Hereafter
shall ye see
ye see
the
Son of Man
sitting
on the right
hand
of power
and coming
in the clouds
of heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome back, little Chrissy. Today we will cover pages 706 to 708. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. And for those that will be listening over other devices, we are in the Desire of Ages, page 706. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the first paragraph in our story, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 706. I'm sorry, if someone else want to go ahead, I can bubble down. Okay, continuing. Jesus held his peace. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. This is taken from Desire of Ages, page 706, paragraph 2. And the verse is repeated on the slide. Amen.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing the reading, Isaiah raises, page 706. At last, Caiaphas raised his right hand towards heaven and addressed Jesus in the form of solemn oath. Adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Isaiah of Ages 706, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Long Chanel. Are you okay, Gina?
Yeah.
Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2, King James Version, margin, taken from the scripture. Sing a song in the section, The Living Word, of the Memory Verse CD. I apologize, dear ones, for the background.
For there is nothing on earth that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be hidden. Luke 12, verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are still in the Desired Ages, page 706. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desired Ages, page 706. To this appeal, Christ could not remain silent. There was a time to be silent and a time to speak. He had not spoken until directly questioned. He knew that to answer now would make his death certain. But the appeal was made by the highest acknowledged authority of the nation, and in the name of the Most High. Christ would not fail to show proper respect for the law.
Continuing
this. Go ahead.
Continuing. More than this, his own relation to the Father was called in question. He must plainly declare his character and mission. Jesus had said to his disciples, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Now, by his own example, he repeated the lesson. On the slide, it says Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, from King James Version. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. Desire of Ages, page 706, paragraph 4.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 707. Every ear was bent to listen, and every eye was fixed on his face as he answered, "Thou hast said, a heavenly light seemed to illuminate his pale countenance," as he added, "Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Amen. Desire of Ages 707, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us learn another scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. King James margin, taken from Beautiful Scripture and Folk Songs, Christian Folk Music Scripture Song, Volume 4, by Patty Valent. memory verse CD.
Drop the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, every knee should bow.
Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 707. If anyone would like to continue on the paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Good job. Okay. Chrissy, four.
Four.
A moment.
Moment.
A moment.
A moment.
Thank you. The.
The.
Divinity.
Divinity.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
Flashed.
Flashed.
Through.
Through.
His.
His.
Guise.
Guise.
Of.
Of.
Humanity.
Humanity.
The priest. I'm sorry. The high priest.
The high priest.
Quailed.
Quailed.
Before.
Before.
The.
The.
Penetrating.
Penetrating.
Eyes.
Eyes.
Of.
Of.
The Savior.
Savior.
The Savior.
The Savior.
That look.
That look.
Seemed to.
Seemed to.
Read his.
Read his.
Hidden thoughts.
Hidden thoughts.
And burn.
And burn.
Into.
Into.
His heart.
His heart.
Never.
Never.
In.
In.
Afterlife.
Afterlife.
Did.
Did.
He.
He.
Forget.
Forget.
That.
That.
Searching.
Searching.
Glance.
Glance.
Of the.
Of. The.
Persecuted.
Persecuted.
Put your hands down. Persecuted.
Persecuted.
Persecuted. Thank you. Son of God.
Son of God.
Desire Ages, page 707, paragraph 2.
That's them.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah. Your turn. I can't see what the thing says. Okay. Hereafter.
Hereafter.
Said Jesus.
Shall ye see
the Son,
of Man,
sitting on
the right hand
of power
and coming
in the clouds
of heaven.
And these words
Christ
presented the reverse of the scene
then taking place
the Lord of life
and glory
would be
seated
at God's
right hand.
Good job. Next slide, please. Continuing. He would be the judge of all the earth, and from his position there would be no appeal. Excuse me. Cut it out. He would be the judge of all the earth, and from his decision there could be no appeal. Then every secret thing would be set in the light of God's countenance, and judgment be passed upon every man according to his deeds. Desire of Ages, page 707, paragraph 3. The slide on the side with the different pictures, the top says the judgment seat of Christ. Below that says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says, and if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Jeremiah, and all the little children. Let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 13, with margin. Taken from Behold, He Cometh, Songs of Redeem, Memory Verse CD. Blessing to all of the dear family that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 706, I believe, 707, forgive me. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 706. The word of Christ startled the high priest. The thought that there was to be a resurrection of the dead, when all would stand at the bar of God to be rewarded according to their works, was a thought of terror to Caiaphas. He did not wish to believe that in future he would receive sentence according to his works. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. There rushed before his mind, as a panorama, the scenes of the final judgment. For a moment he saw the fearful spectacle of the graves giving up their dead, but the secrets he had hoped were forever hidden. For a moment he felt as if standing before the eternal judge, whose eye, which sees all things, was reading his soul, bringing to light mysteries supposed to be hidden within the dead. The Desire of Ages, page 708, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together there. One also taken from the book of Revelation, but this is chapter 22, verse 12, with margin. Also taken from Behold, He Cometh, Songs of the Redeemed, memory verse CD. Praise the Lord. We will be retaining our sixth question for next week by God's grace. So we will be reviewing our part five of our lesson entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas. If you have any questions besides this lesson, you can be able to send it beforehand in case we need any research. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
We bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. We thank you once more for your blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the beautiful lessons that we are learning and all the children and their participation and their parents as well. We pray for all the little sick ones among us. We pray for relief and also the adults, Father Jesus. Be with us for the rest of the day as we go into the next section of our study. Be with the speaker, bless and keep him. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, is a part two review of chapter 75, Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas, part five, and that will take place November 5th, 2022. Leaving the scripture and also the quote, dear ones, 1 Corinthians 12:10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And from our youth study book, Christ's Object Lesson, page 306, paragraph 4, we are to take up the burdens that God appoints, bearing them for his sake, and ever going to him for rest. Whatever our work, God is honored by wholehearted, cheerful service. He is pleased when we take up our duties with gratitude, rejoicing that we are accounted worthy to be co-laborers with him. And dear ones, I will be sending the updated project with the change on the page by God's grace. And I ask for forgiveness, dear one. God bless each and every one. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath.